Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
What is your favorite book in the Bible? Maybe many would say, the Gospel of John, or perhaps one of the other Gospels. Others would surely pick the book of Revelation with all of the exciting things it says about the end times. But what about the writings of Paul the Apostle, which actually make up the bulk of the New Testament? How many of you picked one of Paul's letters? Well, let's see what Paul has to say about his ministry in Colossians chapter 1. It says, "Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you to complete the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Francis Ball is back with us today as once again we explore the all-inclusive and extensive Christ in the book of Colossians. Francis, what about Paul's word that it was given to him to complete the word of God?
This is a marvelous term, complete the word of God. I think we'll see what he really meant here in a way of experience, not just in doctrine.
Right. Of course, we know there were other books written after Paul's, and the New Testament ends with one of John's books, the book of Revelation. So that was not the sense in which Paul was ascribing this characteristic of his portion, was it?
That's right. What he's interested in is this mystery that is revealed in this portion you read.
Yeah, put that together for just a moment here as a kind of an introduction. I wanted to highlight these two phrases, completing the word of God and then the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
I had always thought that Paul's mentioning here of completing the word of God was that he got all of the revelation down in writing. But what I see now from this message is not so much in the writing as it is in the experience. It's not a doctrinal matter, but an experiential matter. This is a mystery that was revealed through Paul and how he was seeking and struggling to unfold this mystery so that people could experience all the things that he saw.
Francis, we're going to come back to this matter of Paul's completing the word. In this first segment, we want to touch another portion from Colossians, this in chapter 2. Let me read just a portion of 3 verses, if I could. Beginning at verse 16, it says, "Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking or in respect of a feast or of a new moon or of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body or the reality is of Christ. Let no one defraud you by judging you unworthy of your prize." Being defrauded, that's what we're going to look at in this portion. Let's join Witness Lee.
In this book, Christ is revealed not only as the all-inclusive one. He is also revealed as the extensive one. Christ in this book is not only all-inclusive, but he is extensive. Universally extensive. Why? Because this book tells us he is the body of the shadow of all the passive things. That means what? That means he is the reality of the whole universe. Yet, listen, this extensive Christ has to be our daily experience. And he has to be our daily walk. He has to be our daily living. The extensive, the universally extensive Christ is now to be our daily walk. So, after this revelation, Paul says, let no one purposely defraud you of this. Of what? Of this daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly enjoyment of Christ. And this daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly enjoyment of Christ is the prize. You have to keep enjoying this Christ. You shouldn't be defrauded of this prize. But sorry to say, the Colossians, they were defrauded of this prize. The Judaizers came in to defraud them and to carry them away from this experience of Christ, from this daily, monthly, weekly, and yearly experience of Christ. The Judaizers came to distract the Jewish believers from this enjoyment. So they were defrauded of their prize. And then the Greek believers, they were carried away by the what? By the good, deep philosophies of Gnosticism. And this means what? This means the Jewish believers and the Greek believers, they all have been led astray. They all have been deprived of the very prize for which they paid the price. And this prize is what? This prize is just the subjective experience of Christ daily, weekly, mentally, and yearly. Isn't this clear?
Francis, there's not much in the way of doctrine or high teaching in our message today, but there is a lot of light and a lot of practical fellowship about coming in or being brought into the experience of Christ continually. Paul made the point that this kind of experience should be considered as our prize. But in Colossae, the believers were defrauded, as we read in verse 18. They were defrauded by things like religion and philosophy. How could things like this, Francis, good things, religion and philosophy, defraud believers from their experience in Christ?
Well, this is really because naturally when we realize we become God-conscious and we realize we need His salvation and so on, almost immediately we get religious. That is, we try to improve our behavior.
Yes.
We try to dress up our way so that we become more acceptable in the sight of man and in sight of God too. And this way religion and even philosophy still defrauds us away from the real inward experience of Christ. This is Paul's revelation in this book that really touches all of us. How easy it is to try to do something for God instead of just living in the enjoyment of Christ in so many ways, as we'll see he points out here.
Francis, this matter of defrauding, in a sense, it implies, I think, a trickery. Of course, no one intentionally sets out to trick us, but the effect is something good, something positive, something admirable is easily, as you said, sort of latched onto by our new religious mind in the idea that this is going to help us be pleasing to God. But the trick is, in many cases, it leads us absolutely away from the real moment-by-moment experience, doesn't it?
That's right. It really substitutes something in place of Christ Himself as our life.
Francis, we began by looking at this matter of Paul's completing ministry, completing the Word of God and touching the mystery of God, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. We promised we'd come back to it. We're going to do that just now. Here's Witness Lee once again.
If you don't have much enjoyment of Christ, adequate enjoyment of Christ, you have to realize with you, God's Word has never been complete. There is a big gap. You need Paul's ministry. Paul says his ministry is to complete the Word of God. And what is the completion of the Word of God? Have you noticed? The Word completed by the Apostle Paul is what? Is the mystery. In other words, the completion of God's divine revelation is the mystery. And this mystery is just Christ in you. Christ in you is this mystery, and this mystery is the completion of God's divine revelation. You may have a lot of knowledge of the Bible if you don't have the adequate experience of Christ daily, weekly, mentally, and yearly. I am sorry to say that you don't have the completion of the divine revelation. We need the very subjective Christ as our enjoyment to complete God's divine revelation within us. God's revelation needs this experiential Christ to be the completion. But sad to say, even today, you and I, we are still short. Short of the practical enjoyment of Christ. If we don't have this kind of experience, I say again, this indicates that we have been defrauded. It might be that we are still being defrauded, deprived of the very prize of the enjoyment of Christ. Now, let me say this. We naturally, spontaneously, always would take care of our behavior. But, saints, I would say this, among us, very few every day would take care of your enjoyment of Christ. You have to take care of this. Right? You have to enjoy Christ. Then you would say, Brother Lee, how can I do this? Well, there is the hint here that tells us how could we do this. Because in the illustration or in the shadow, you have the hint in drinking, in eating. And this means what? This means eating is a reminder that you have to enjoy Christ. When you eat the physical food, you have at the same time to eat Christ. When you put your clothing, you see, and this clothing must be a reminder. It reminds you that while you are putting on the physical, the material clothing, you have to put on Christ. Amen. You have to put on Christ. Whatever I do, that will be a reminder, reminding me to just contact Christ, to enjoy Christ, to experience Christ, to have Christ as my everything.
Francis, very early on in that segment, he said something like this. He said, if we are not experiencing Christ in this way, there's a gap, and we need Paul's completing ministry. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I never thought of the completing ministry being this kind of experiential appetite and the way so clearly. I thought completing the Word of God is to finish up all the things that were to be revealed.
Right.
But Paul didn't do that. What he did, he brought us into the experiencing of Christ very subjectively. And without this, there's no completing. So for many of us, there is a very big shortage, a big gap in what the Lord has provided for us and what we really enjoy and experience of Him. And to use these illustrations that He used, as Paul used also, that to eat and drink are daily enjoyments.
Mm-hmm.
When we eat and drink, we should be enjoying the reality. Eating and drinking are the shadows, but the real enjoyment is Christ Himself. So this is what the Word of God will be completed. So many of us are really short of seeing the completion of the Word of God. That's much more to it than we thought. It's extensive. It goes into every department of our living.
Right.
Even this morning, I was thinking on this.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was taking my shower, I was thanking the Lord. He's the water that cleanses me, that washes away all the filth of the day's gatherings.
Right.
Even what comes out of my being needs washed away. And then when I was shaving, I was thanking the Lord that He's the one that trims away all the natural growth that really makes me old and makes me look unkempt. But I enjoy Him as the one who's just cutting away all these things. Even brushing my teeth, I realize that's to strengthen the eating power, to make my gums strong and my teeth strong. So I feel like this is a way we can really enjoy this Christ that's in us. He's a mystery, but this mystery is made real to us by just applying Him in these simple ways of the shadows. When you see a shadow, you know there must be a figure, a body behind it. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing there is a body behind these shadows.
That's right.
For us to do everything, even he pointed out the way we dress, we have to realize we're clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And he's our real clothing, our real garment. So I just like to enjoy Christ this way more and more.
You know, it reminded me, Paul's word there, he brought up all these things about the eating and the drinking and the feasts and the new moon and the Sabbath. And those are all the shadows that you're talking about. I remember being a kid, and sometimes on a kind of a sunny day, a plane would go by and the shadow would creep along the ground. And if you're out playing in a playground and the shadow would move along pretty fast, it would get your attention. And that's really what religion is. It occupies our attention with all the shadows, and we never look up and see the plane in the sky that is creating the shadow. So Paul was burdened to bring the Colossians and even ourselves to really be focused on the reality and not occupied or preoccupied with these shadows all the time.
That's right, to bring us out of the shadows and into the light.
Absolutely. Francis, we've got just a second. Another point touched me here. It wasn't just the Colossians that were defrauded by things like religion and philosophy. He mentioned good behavior, something that's a trap for, I think we could almost say, virtually all of us get caught there, don't we?
Yes, if you have a real experience of salvation, you immediately feel like you have to improve your behavior and act different. But this is the mystery. The mystery is that Christ is in us as the reality. The more we enjoy him in a daily way, the more we enjoy him in a weekly way, and in a monthly way, as pictured by the new moons.
Right.
And even in the annual way, like the feasts that the Jews had and the feasts that we have. This is really the enjoyment of Christ in a continuous way, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. This is to be our constant enjoyment of Christ.
Francis, in several of our recent messages, we've seen the matter that Paul brings out in chapter 2, verse 7, about being rooted in Christ. And the plant, or the picture there, the plant being rooted, grows by absorbing the nutrients, the elements, out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains in verse 19 what it means to grow with the growth of God. By being rooted in him, we absorb his nutrients. We're going to get another little aspect of this picture in this coming portion. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
I was told by some that the trees, they absorb the rich soil, not by the old root, but by the new root, the tender root, the small root. This means what? This means don't keep yourself old. Every day you have to be renewed. You have to be fresh. You have to say, Lord, I like to have a fresh consecration to you. I like to open up myself anew in a fresh way. I like to have tender roots. Then you have the tender roots. All these tender roots will absorb the riches of Christ. Then spontaneously, daily, you will grow with these riches absorbed into your being through your rooting. This is to enjoy Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this is to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
This is to experience the very subject of Christ daily and only. Then you stay away from being defrauded. Otherwise, the enemy, he would defraud us purposely. Defraud us purposely. In a subtle way, to keep us away from the practical, daily, and continual enjoyment of Christ. So Paul here says, let no one purposely defraud you of your prize. That means let no one carry you away from the daily enjoyment of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the body, the reality,
amen,
of all the passive things.
Amen.
So while we are enjoying the passive things, we have to be reminded that we have, or we should, enjoy Christ.
Amen.
We should enjoy Christ in every way. Then what? I tell you, spontaneously, you will live a life full of the enjoyment of Christ. You will be rooting in Him and absorbing all the riches. Then you will grow in Him. Hallelujah.
Francis, this was a very full and complete conclusion, but I loved the little point that he made at the beginning that we alluded to setting the segment up, and that is that of the little tender, the young roots, the new roots being where the absorption of the nutrients really taking place. Of course, the old established roots anchor the tree, but the growth really comes through the these new tender roots. What does this typify in our experience?
We should have fresh experiences of the Lord all the time. I believe this is what's really typified here. Not to get old. Have a fresh consecration, even every morning. And daily, many times through the day, just freshly turning to the Lord and gaining something of Him in our experience. The secret to this whole thing is the experience of Christ.
Right.
This is a mystery.
Yeah.
But it's not a hidden mystery anymore. It's a revealed mystery that Christ is our life, the hope of glory. The fact that we have such hope in us is because Christ is our life, and we enjoy Him day by day in this way. And by the fresh way, we really get the nutrients that help us to grow. Every Christian wants to grow. But for many years, I thought to grow was to get more knowledge. But to grow is to get more nourishment,
mm-hmm.
more nourishment of the living Christ, who's so inclusive and so extensive. And the filling up of the Word of God here is just a matter of our experiencing Him more and more. If we don't have this experience, we don't have the completed Word of God.
The Word of God is marvelous. I think now, Francis, this matter we opened the program today with about Paul completing the Word of God is much more clear. Of course, it took John and Matthew and Luke and James and Mark and all the other writers to present Christ, but it was left to Paul in many regards to reveal not just Christ, certainly to reveal Him as well, but also to reveal the way into the real experience of Him. And that is the completion that we've been touching today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really marvelous, because this is not a doctrine outside of us. This is not a philosophy. This is a revelation. And God's way of revealing Himself is by becoming real to us. And this mystery can be experienced every day. All these shadows just help us to experience Him more consistently.
Hmm. My shower will not be the same, Francis, after your testimony. I think we all can see those little pictures in our life now that will point us to and remind us of all that Christ is and can be to us.
Yes, in every way.
For Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today.